Talk about I've wanted to do a little feature about you all year, so I'm just going to ask you some kind of background questions.
Yeah.
But growing up in Dubuque, when did you kind of know me I have a talent for this kicking?
Well, it's hard to say. I grew up playing soccer, and I think I first started kicking my freshman year, and I almost got beat out by Mitch Bergmeier, who's playing soccer at Lorsch right now. But luckily that worked out for me, and I just kind of kept following it. And after my junior year, I realized that, hey, I might be able to do this in college. So I started to look into it more. Had a all right senior year and got Iowa's attention, thank God, and was able to walk on here. I think that's how it all started, really. Mm-hmm.
So when you got here, you weren't like thinking of yourself as any kind of a polished kicker or anything?
No.
Oh, kind of still early in your development, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I didn't really go to any camps where a lot of the college or high school kickers go to all these camps to, you know, get recognized by colleges. So I think I was kind of just, you know, hoping I could just get Iowa's sights on me just by what I could do in a game, because I didn't, you know, I wasn't anything special other than that. So I think, you know, I was just kind of opening my eyes into what I could, like, actually do and how I could get better as I went into my freshman year.
Was it kind of intimidating when you first walked in here? And how many kickers were there? I mean, I'm sorry, a dozen? Or?
It was myself, Daniel Murray, and Trent Mossbrucker. And it was a little just because, you know, I mean, when I was going in, you know, this is Iowa, you know, Iowa football. And just thinking that I'd have a chance to play was, you know, it was something that I thought was off in the distance at that time.
Uh-huh.
So it was definitely something special.
Was there a point after you first got here where that really became a reality for you, where you really thought, you know, I'm going to be the kicker here?
Going through camp, you know, that it never really crossed my mind going through camp until it would have been the game week, the first week of preparation for our game, that Daniel Murray got hurt. I was like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I'll have to do this. And then they said, you know, we're going to have you to do kickoffs. So I was like, it's coming faster than I thought. So, you know, I think that's just kind of how my mindset got into being a starter.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead again.
You got this string of point afters. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you? I mean, how important has that been as it kind of progressed? Do you put it out of your mind? Do you think it's kind of cool?
I think they're an important part of the game, you know, after every touchdown. But I think it's just a mindset of going in like this is a field goal. You know, everything stays the same. You know, keep your head down, go straight through, and it's important. So I go into it just thinking like it's any other field goal.
Uh-huh. Going back to Dubuque here real quick, was there anybody that helped you out when you first getting started kicking, or did you just kind of on your own out there?
Well, I work with Peter Amay a little bit going into my years here. And then from there, it just kind of Nate Kading helped me out a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I got to thank my dad and mom and brother and sisters for shagging all those footballs at Lawrence.
Is that where you practiced?
Yeah, yeah.
How often would you guys go up there?
I can't even count how many times we went up there. It was a lot, though, and I bet you they got tired, but thank God, you know, they stuck with me, and, you know, they've been with me ever since.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
When you look at a game like this, coming up against Michigan State, you think back to last year, you had four field goals that game, and it ended up being a difference, and you went in. Do you get the sense that this is one of those weeks where you're thinking, okay, they might be heavily dependent on you or on me again?
I don't know. I just, you know, every week I just go into it thinking, you know, every game's going to be close. And when our field goal team goes out onto the field, that it's worth points. And you don't know, like, if they're, you know, if we're going to win by 1, 2, 3. So you got to go on the field with the mindset that, you know, this could win the game or something like that. So every kick's important.
Yeah, especially for this team, it's the style that you play. There's low-scoring games. So for you, you play a vital role on this team.
Yeah, and, you know, I have complete confidence in my team. And I think we're just, you know, ready to get back to work this week and today and start practicing to get better.
As you move up the charts where you're like one behind Howland and 14 behind Nate, what does that mean to you? Do you ever think about that at all?
No, it's never really crossed my mind. I think all that stuff, you know, that's for, you know, another time. But, you know, it hasn't really crossed my mind.